Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
It's not a bad life. Like, okay naman. It's not na parang inapin naman ako ng Diyos.
Nakaka-isang kahit tatlong tuka ka na ngayon.
Hindi, girl. Namimili ako kung ano nang tutuka ako. Parang, girl, ano ba? Hindi na isang kahit isang tuka si Natalie Graywa. Ano na siya? Parang, I'm sorry. I don't wanna eat trout today.
Hello, 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 mga kapitbahay! This is Jutes!
This is Natalie!
Kailan ako?
Ay, sorry!
ulit.
Sama. Hello, 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 hello.
Isama natin yun.
Hello, 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 mga kapitbahay! This is Jutes!
This is Ari!
This is Natalie!
And Athena here!
And y'all are listening to...
Cool Dirt Deserts!
Grabe. Umaaray lang ako internally kasi naapakan ng aso ko yun. No? Hinliliit ang paa ako. Shit. Pero alam mo, kapitbahay, grabe. Ang tagal-tagal. It's been so long since we last did, since we last had a recording, since we got an episode out. I think the last one was way back in July, I think. July,
no? Patahin July. Baka may mga ginig pa ba sa atin? Malalimutan na nila nag-i-exist tayo, sis.
No, actually, ano nga, actually, for a while, parang I was also engrossed with, ano, with work until one day, I think, mga a few weeks ago, may mga message sa, ano, sa personal Twitter at Instagram ko. Not Kudazers, ha? Not Kudazers account. Sa personal message ko. Nag-story ako. Tapos akala ko naman, parang, uy, may nag-message sa akin, somebody cares. Tapos parang sabi, kuya, pa-episode naman po kayo. Tapos sabi ko, hindi pala ano. Hindi man lang kuya, ganda ng ano, ganda ng skincare mo, the skincare's working out, it's paying off. Yung pala ano lang, may gusto. Yung pala na, nangungulit na. May demands. Nangungulit na for a new episode. Eh, pero at tagal na nga. And I think this is the longest episode break or season break that we've had.
Yeah.
Since we started, no?
Season 1 ba to? Episode 1 ba to ng new season?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ay, sota. Hello!
Welcome to season 10.
Kaya sabi ko, baka naman gusto niyo mag-energy ng konti. Kaunti lang naman, guys. Kaunti lang.
So, ito na yung todo ko, guys. Sorry.
Oh, kasi kakagali lang ni Athena sa concert niya, di ba?
Oh, let's go, Araneta. Charlize.
So I think for this episode, no, it's a good time for us. Si Ina nga pala ay nag-abala lang ngayon sa buhay ina at buhay pamilya. Pero promise niya, babalik siya for the next recordings, no? It's just she just needs to take care of some stuff right now, no?
Yes.
So Ina, break a leg sa mga mommy stuff right now. I'm pretty sure marami kang magiging kwenta about dyan sa mga susunod na buwan, no? Especially with the good news about Duday, no? Finally, Duday got her operation na. So, yay, Duday! Our very, very strong warrior. So, for this episode, magbabalik tanong tayo sa nakaraang tatlong buwan. Ano nga ba nangyari? Anyari sa atin itong mga nakaraang tatlong buwan para hindi tayo mag-record ng tatlong buwan, no? Tatlo, apat na buwan. And at the same time, I think this is going to be a good way for us to kind of like think about what we want to do for season 10. Grabe, 10 seasons na natin to ginagawa, guys.
Oh, hindi, alam mo yun, planning na rin namin to, mga kapitbahay.
Planning na rin namin to. May whiteboard kami.
Dito na rin kami magbabatuhan.
Yeah. So, yep, kamusta kayo for the past 3 months? Ano nagpinagkaabalahan nyo? What's new? Did you try something new? Bago? May new hairstyle ka pang Trinay kaya di ka nakapag-record or what?
Last time that we recorded, nasa lumang bahay pa ako. Sa lumang condo pa ako. So, lumipat ako ng condo and I'm now fully living with my partner. So, ayun.
With the parental blessing.
Yes, yes. We moved to a bigger place. So, meron akong dining set. Meron akong smart TV. Tapos, yung bed ko, queen size bed na siya. Kasi, it's for two people na. So, ayun. Okay naman. But it's been a very... Sobrang nag-struggle ako this past few months. So I think that's the reason why we haven't been recording as well. Pero those little bursts
struggle
of
in terms of schedule, work?
Hindi, mentally din. And also sa finance. Kasi nga we moved, diba? So, ayun.
That's always a big, ano?
Yeah.
Hole in the pocket.
Trustment talaga.
Yeah. And then, pero ngayon, it's been... great na kasama ko na dito sa condo yung puppy. Ay, aso na pala siya ngayon. Hindi na pala siya puppy. So yung dog ko, andito na siya. Well, kasi puppy pa siya nung iniwan ko siya sa Bulacan. Pero ngayon, medyo stable na kasi. So, ayun, dito na siya. Kasama ko na siya. And,
this is Jelby, no? Jelby,
yes. Yes, Jelby kasi binaligtad na beagle. Ganun. Sorry, pause bosses ko kasi nag-outing kami. And kapag lumalabas ako with like overnight, napapause talaga ako. I don't know. Siguro doon na pupunta yung energy ko sa bosses.
May karaoke ba kayo?
May karaoke. Sa kasalanan to ni Moira. Charas.
Did you sing Moira songs there?
Oo. Tapos, yun lang naman, catch up sa akin. That's the biggest story I have for
yung move. So this new house, is your new place is within the building din, di ba? It's just a big...
No, not sa building. Different building, same compound, yeah.
So kung magbubuka ko dyan, parin sa area na yan.
Yes.
Yeah, kasi yung dating bahay mo, ay hindi na, syempre hindi na napunta ni Natalie. No? Yung dating bahay mo dati, ano eh. It's
puntahan
small.
Puntahan ko sa may, saan nga ba yun, yung may condo?
Kung saan tayo where? Sa rotonda?
Hindi. Sa different pa yun. Dito din, pero sa ibang room. Ibang condo unit.
Pero same area din?
Yes.
So this one, it's a bigger unit. So how does it feel like now, refurbishing a house with your partner and without any Christian guilt about it?
Ang hirap kasi sa di naman mahirap. I cannot say na mahirap. It's just challenging. It's challenging. Yes, challenging. Kasi it's not my space. Hindi ko na siya space lang. So, half and half siya. And I learned how to share that space. Kasi dati dun sa old place ko, syempre, sa akin lahat yun. Pero ngayon, yung mga gamit dito, like for example, when buying a cabinet, kailangan yung space na yun, hindi lang sa akin. So, and then yung sa bed, I have to think about that as well. Kasi di kami kasha dun sa bed ko. Well, nagkasha naman kami, pero alam mo yung... Sikip, ganun. So, ayun. And then, yung ano din kasi, yung decorating itself, may opinion kami, dalawa. So, kailangan may compromise. So, talagang na-challenge yung relasyon. Relasyon namin.
Your taste and flavor in interior design is very distinct from your jowa, no?
So,
but aside from that, what are there some good stuff that you're enjoying now with the with this new journey?
Yeah, I got back na din sa dancing. So, after a year of stopping na mag-dance class, I went back na ulit. And then, I'm also trying to diet. Kasi, gabi, that's been a struggle for me. Yung my new weight and looking beautiful. So, yun yung naging struggle for months. And then,
it's
ngayon,
because you have PCOS.
Yeah.
Yung para side effect siya ng medicine mo is weight gain. Or because
yung sa implant,
because
yung sa implant ko, sabi ng doctor ko, it could be that the implant na yung may dahilan kung bakit. Pero I'm not a medical professional, ha? So, yun na sinabi niya sa akin. So, ayun. Ngayon, nagda-diet ako. I'm not eating rice anymore. So, that's, ano, mahirap siya, pero doable naman. So, that's what I'm happy about, na I'm starting to see myself again. So, ayun.
How about the others? So, Athena, moving to a new house, has a new relationship challenge, which is decorating the house na merong imprint nilang dalawang mag-jowa. How about the others? Sari, ikaw?
Ako? Actually, these past few months, ang ginagawa ko lang is naging malaking challenge sa akin yung maging diligent sa work.
Yeah. Kasi sanay kang freelance and predominantly, you hold your schedule as an actor, save for rehearsals, no?
Yeah. Ganun. Tapos parang just very recently lang ko naramdaman ulit na actor ako. Na never
pala. You've been back at on stage.
Yeah. Mga ganun. Marami rin bagong challenges as an actor. Pero they are good challenges.
Yeah. A lot of new process out there. I've worked with a number of actors. Iba-iba na yun. I think mas nagiging lumalabas na ngayon yung distinct.
Mm-mm.
Right now, there's a strong emphasis on method. Not method acting, but method. The way you create your style or your piece of work or your material. Yeah. I get that.
Oh, at saka na-realize ko, hindi na ako mahirap pasayahin. Like, hindi na ako critical masyado sa mga pinapanood ko. Na parang mas na-appreciate ko yung naging effort or proseso na nila. So, ayun. Parang mas nakakagaan. At mas nakahinga na rin ako. And akala ko, kilala ko na yung sarili ko. Nagugulat ako sa mga nadidiscover ko pa about myself from my past. Ayun. Ngayon, natutuwa lang ako na, ewan ko, kung naramdaman nyo na ever yun, na natutuwa kayong magulo yung bahay nyo. Kasi,
I won't say na, ano, I like it, pero I get what you mean.
Kasi, I've been obsessed with trying to keep everything well and in order. Tapos, itong huli, pag nakikita kong may imperfect, natutuwa ako kasi parang naangkin ko yung space. Ayun, so, nare-realize ko na rin na kailangan ko maglaba. Tapos natutuwa ako sa mga problem na yun kasi parang wala na akong problem sa paglalaba. Gagawin ko na lang siya, yun lang yung problem ko.
Ang saya niya minsan, no? Ang saya. Alam mo, isa yun sa kinasaya ko na nagtatrabaho na ako. Yung kaya ko na mag-grab nang hindi masama sa loob ko. Alam mo, sorry, ganyan din ako nun. Kasi nung nag-work na ako, sobrang saya ko na putain na kaya ko na mag-grab nang walang ano, na hindi ako umiiyak. Gets mo ba?
Yes.
So, before, the reason why hindi ako nakakapaglaba ng mga imbukong damit kasi tinatamad ako. Gusto ko na lang magpa-laundry pero wala akong perang pampa-laundry. So, ang ending, hindi ko siya nalo-laundry.
Yes, yung problem na yun. Ako, issue ko na lang, isasalpak siya sa washing machine pero di ko magawa.
Ay, kumuha ka na bago ano? Kumuha ka na washing machine nila sa inyo?
Napag-usapan natin yata to nung last episode na si Athena may washing machine, ako din may washing machine.
Ito ba yung ano? Iniisip ko rin ngayon kung if it's going to save more money from my
end. I don't know. Pero nakakatuwa yung naglalagay ka ng mga damit sa washing machine. Ganon. Medyo therapeutic din siya.
Para I'm thinking lang kasi kung ano siya. If it's going to save more money in the long run sa akin yung having yung that washing machine. Pero sige. Pag-iisipan ko yan. Kakompute namin ni Toto. Kasi siya yung magaling dyan eh.
Ayun. Yung mga compute na yan, nakita ko siyang very challenging for me, like yung kung paano mag-budget, ganun. Na inaaral ko talaga nitong huli. I spent so much for my cats, ganyan.
What's your latest binili for your cats na hindi nila napakinabangan?
Hindi nila napakinabangan. Ay, may ROI naman ako sa mga binibili ko sa kanila kasi kilala ko yung mga gusto nila at nakikilala pa more.
Yun, yung office mate ko kasi bumili ng cat house. Cat house? Yung ano, basta yung malaki nila pwedeng pag ano, parang bungee jungle something. Jungle gym. Girl, hindi ginamit. Ang pinaglaroon is yung box. So, ang nangyari is, dinala na lang yung ano, yung jungle gym sa office. Kasi may cat kami sa office si Buntis. Bakit Buntis? Kasi lagi siyang Buntis. Parang the 3 months nandun kami dun sa office, twice na siya nabubuntis nung ginagawa yung office.
Dati.
So siya si Buntis. This time, yung first time niyang nanganak, dinala niya yung mga anak niya somewhere at never to be seen again. Pero so this time, ang ginawa is kinulong siya sa loob ng bahay para doon siya manganak at doon niya palaki yung mga bata. Oh, naman. Six na yung mga ano, mga seven na yung cats doon sa ano, sa office namin right now.
May bago akong hero.
Oh my God. Sa office niyo? So may cats na rin sila, TL?
Yes, meron.
Eh di ba meron na siya, meron sila before na one. So ngayon mas marami
si,
na.
Si Catriona.
Cute ng pangal. May bago si kong hobby, ano, hindi siya hobby, pero mahilig na ako magbath kasi bumili ako ng ano ng collapsible bathtub. Tapos ginagawa ko siya with candles, bath bombs, ganun. Mm. So minsan
how does the collapsible bathtub work?
Ano siya? Paano ba na-fold siya?
Well, obviously na-fold siya. Kaya siya collapsible. Sorry naman eh.
Pero I mean,
do you para lang ba siya ano, parang mini swimming pool, lalagay mo ng gripo, tatapat mo sa gripo, tapos pagtapos ka na, i-unplug mo lang, ganun.
Oh, yeah, ganun.
Oh, that's nice. Gano'n ka ba? Mga ilang feet?
1.5 meters. Medyo malaki yung sa akin eh.
1.5 meters, nag-commute pa. Alam mo, struggle ko yan lately kasi yung ano, yung isang kliyente namin, Singaporean, eh, di ba pa nagagawa ng event? Eh, pag gumagawa ka ng render ng mga stage, sa Pilipinas, in meters, in feet ka. Pero dahil taga Singapore siya, in meters. So, pa nagtatanong, how long is that? One point, parang sasabi ko, that's 8 feet high. How, what's that in meters? So, si Bakla, hindi parang na mag-compute. Nagtatype pa, 8 feet, 2 meters, ganyan.
Ayun, marami lang ako na-discover pa about myself and na-enjoy ko naman siya. Tapos, mas nare-relax na rin ako in life. So, wala lang, feeling ko
happy. It does seem so. Your voice has the same jump in it from like before, no? And your eyes are a bit, ano, are more present right now,
mm-mm,
which is always nice to see. How about the others, Natalie? How was your, ano? How was your, anyari sa'yo nito man nakaraang buwan?
Sorry. Sorry, biglang nag-message. Nag-message yung boss ko. Kinakaroon mag-reply. Medyo yun.
Nakikita yung mga kapitbahay. Ang ganda ni Natalie.
Mm. Balikvayan, ano, skin star. Ano, but na, at ano ba, sa 3 months na yun, puro work. Mm. Like, yun lang yung naging buhay ko, work. Tapos, siguro, ang naging biggest pay na lang nun is malaking kita. So, mag-enjoy na lang ako kasi wala naman ako. Iba magagawa kundi mag-work. Parang, I make it sound, it's so bad, but it's really not. I'm just like really tired. Tapos, ngayon, for this Thanksgiving weekend, this has been one of my longest break in a while. Mm. Tapos 4 days lang yun. Pero anyway.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Parang they take Thanksgiving more seriously than Christmas. I feel like.
Hindi naman, girl. Parang mahaba-haba rin naman yung Christmas break namin. Pero Thanksgiving, yeah. Kasi ano siya, nationwide siya. Like yung, kasi yung Christmas naman, hindi naman lahat dito nagsiselebrate ng Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Meron ditong mga nag-Hanukkah, meron not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think, kaya siguro mas highlighted yung Thanksgiving kasi everyone celebrates it.
It's more, I guess, for the lack of better term, inclusive.
Mas inclusive siya. But yeah, for 3 months, nag-focus ako sa like health, workout. Nag-aerial stilts, yung ginagawa kong, yung sa my cloth na while you're hanging. Yeah, so I've been doing that. Ano ba? Feeling ko pinagbigyan ko yung mga childhood desires ko. Kasi I already have the adult money to do it. Since, alam mo yun, pinagbigyan ko na parang to attend concerts, nag-Beyonce ako, nag-Taylor Swift ako. Lahat ng mga feeling ko na dineprive ko sa sarili ko nung nandyan ako. Kasi I don't have the money for. Ginawa ko siya now. Tapos, ayun, happy naman ako kasi supportive yung husband ko for it. Parang ulang.
Gusto mo. I want you to try again. I mean, aside from acting, you know what I want you to try again.
Mm-hmm.
You should try piano again.
Oh, well, yeah. I haven't. Girl, meron akong personal na kwento about that. Bakit I did kinda try it again? Kaso parang, ewan ko, parang.
Fun fact, mga kapitbahay, alam niyo ba pumasa si Natalie sa NYU-tish? For piano?
Yeah. Pero
nag-apply siya, I think, 2013 for fun. Because for fun. Wala kang magawa nun. Parang you
pero feel, alam mo, feel ko nakadagdag dun na kasi ano ako, exchange student.
Yeah. But still.
Malaki yung trap. Yeah. It's still, it was still
an honor, alam mo yun. Pero it was nice to know that I had an option. Kung hindi ko to kinuntin, alam mo yun, marang kung dito ko lang nag-focus, siguro gumaling ka here. Pero hindi eh. Like, ano yung gusto mangyari sa buhay
what
mo?
What did you play in your audition video for the NYU Tisch?
Hmm?
I'm
sorry?
What did you play in your audition video? What did you play in your audition video?
Shit, nakalimutan ko na Claire de Lune.
Oh, you played Claire de Lune.
Hindi ko sure. Nakalimutan ko na. Pero nawala ko na yung ano eh. Na, yeah, kasi alam mo yun. Nalala mo yung mga laptop na binibili na sa na para ang lifespan, mga 3 months lang. Nandun siya sa mga so, I don't have that anymore.
You know which surprised me when I first met Natalie because she has really, really small hands.
Freakishly small hands. Yeah.
Freakishly small hands.
I mean, it's something. Pwede naman. Pwede siyang
maremedyohan.
Pwede siyang something na gawin. Kasi dito, pag wala kang other things other than work,
keep you occupied.
Parang masisiwang ka for some reason. Kaya nagigets ko kung ba't ang daming serial killer here. Ang daming malungkot. But yeah. I'm good. Feeling ko naman nakikita ng mga kapitbahay ko. Ang daming, sa mga kapitbahay natin, ang daming nanonood ng story ko lately.
Nakakatawa yung mga kapitbahay ko.
Mga kapitbahay ko. Yung mga kapitbahay, kapitbahay natin. Kapitbahay natin lahat. Diba? So, yeah. Nakamiss din. Like, I would see people na magsa-story ng mga theater, back to play. And parang, kahit pa paano, alam mo yung parang may sumuntok pa rin sa parang aray, next story. Parang may ganun ako. Pero alam mo yun, it's not something I can do at the moment. Kasi I have, alam mo yun, it's not like an easy way na parang, whoa, kilala namin si Natalie Estrada, nagti-theater yan dati. Hindi ganun eh. I have to introduce myself again and show that I can do all of this stuff. And I don't have that avenue yet. So now, for now, siguro ngayon, enjoy ko lang muna kung what I have. Kasi it was something I was like longing for din naman before. Alam mo yung financial stability, being able to do things na gusto ko, mabili. So that's
I think you're not able to do the stuff that you want, but you know, right now, it's not a bad life, I guess.
It's not a bad life. Like, parang hindi naman ako na parang it's either hindi ko yung nagagawa tapos naghihirap ako, diba? Like, okay naman. It's not na parang inapin naman ako ng Diyos.
Nakaka-isang kahig, tatlong tuka ka na ngayon.
Parang, hindi girl, namimili ako kung ano nang tutuka ako. Parang girl, ano ba? Hindi na isang kahit isang tuka si Natalie Graywalk. Ano na siya, parang, I'm sorry, I don't wanna eat trout today. Parang gano'n. just mga bitbahay kumain, parang nag-dollar hits na lang ako.
Tanongin nyo naman ako kung anong bago sa akin para hindi naman ako ano.
wait lang. May upgrade ako. Hindi na ako pumunta sa salon. Yung salon na yung pumupunta sa akin.
Talaga? You have friends na from ano?
Yeah.
Na pumupunta dyan?
Wow.
Alam mo yung mga ugaling kalye ko, nagagamit ko yan eh. Tinutropa ko yung mga bakla sa kanto. Tapos, yung manicurista ko na galing pang Cruz na Ligas, binitbit ko papunta dito sa bago kong bahay na parang minsan bibigyan ko pa siya ng ano, bibigyan ko siya ng extra, linis lang siya ng konti dito, ganun. Tapos, may mga tropa siya na mga Becky na sila na yung nag-aayos ng hair ko, ganyan. So,
I think isa yan sa mga
sila na yung pupunta sa akin.
I think isa yan sa mga mixed blessing kung sobrang nasanay ka sa tipid life na pag guminhawa ka para shit ang dami kong pera na ang parang mas madali sa yung gumastos hindi naman sa dahil mas sobrang dami mo ng pera but you nasanay ka with limited funds now that you have
ito.
You can make do with you can do so much with so little,
diba?
That makes
dependent
sense.
Din tayo nun sa mga magulang natin na parang kung ano lang sabihin nila yun lang talaga yung bibili natin. If they allow us na magkagantong gamit then good na gusto natin pero like controlled pa rin nila so biglang may pera ka na access na malaki na parang kaya mo nang bumili ng mga stuff, di ba? Why not busi mo sa Pokemon cards, go.
Oh yeah, abot tayo dyan sa conversation.
May Switch na ako. I can't find the right game for me,
girl. Mga Pokemon games, tapos Animal Crossing. Girl, Animal Crossing is the game for you. Try it, download mo na.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ay, ba't di mo i-download yung ano, yung Stardew Valley na ano, for Switch?
Ah, sige.
Meron ako nun sa kotse ko. Sa Tesla.
Diba Stardew Valley has a lesbian option? Bisexual option?
Oo, meron.
Oh, yun, try mo yun.
I think alam it's time like, na seryosohin ng Stardew Valley.
Cute din yun, cute din yun. Tapos alam ko hindi mas mura siya na option.
Gusto ko yung may kalaro. Ewan ko, gusto ko yung may kalaro.
Girl, pag sa nag-ano kang Animal Crossing, ang buhay na buhay pa yung Animal Crossing community.
Okay.
Yep. Although, to be honest, never ako nahilig sa mga farming simulation na games. Mas ano ako talaga, RPG pagdating sa Switch and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Ang nalaro, Zelda, ang try mo. Baka matripan mo.
Nahilo ako bakla.
Talaga.
Hindi kaya
ng powers mo, girl.
Oh, parang
contender daw siya to be Game of the Year. So.
Well, it's been highly anticipated for such a long, long time din naman kasi yung ano, yung Tears of the Kingdom. So I'm not
surprised. Oh my God, may Zelda movie.
Yeah, yun din.
Nakita niyo ba yun?
Mm-mm. I'm looking forward. Am I looking forward to it? I don't. Sorry, I responded.
You're neutral about it. You're neutral.
I'm neutral about it. I just responded automatically. I did
na,
not.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Yung PR ano mo, PR. PR self mo, nag-respond ako.
PR. I'm excited about it, Tito. Number one. Actually, number one.
Neutral lang ako. Gusto ko yung binawi. Girl, hindi. Ano ba? Neutral lang tayo.
I don't want to be disingenuous about it. Mamaya may kapitbahay or may tao na, excited ka sa Zelda. Ano yung part?
Wait, you so, nilalaro
mo? Hindi nilalaro.
Ano nilalaro mo?
Fire Emblem.
Ano yung mga ganun?
It's a strategy RPG game. I knew Fire Emblem way back in the GBA era pa lang. So, Fire Emblem, Sacred Stones, ganyan. But because I was addicted to Final Fantasy Tactics before, parang sabi ko, oh, para ano lang siya, parang budget Final Fantasy Tactics until nung nilaro ko na siya. And then, mas Fire Emblem fanatic na ako ngayon kesa Final Fantasy. Medyo na ano din, overwhelm ako ngayon sa Final Fantasy nung trinay ko siyang laro. So, I think kailangan ko ng time. I need time to appreciate yung mga bagong Final Fantasy.
Yung Hogwarts Legacy, if may hindi ka sa Hogwarts, sorry, ilalabas nila sa Switch.
Yeah, pero ano daw yan, expect hindi nila parang, it's going to be the same problem as Mortal Kombat. Yung Mortal
na parang masyadong malaki na naman.
Hindi. Malaki yung... The problem is, kaya siya ng Switch in terms of engine. Yung malalaro mo siya, pero yung visuals niya na parang...
Yung visuals pangit, for sure. Parang, girl, yung Mortal Kombat dinownload ko kasi sa sobrang feeling ko walang bumili dahil nga ang pangit. Nilibre ng Switch for a while. Naging free download. Tapos, parang feeling ko demo nga lang yata yung dinownload ko. Pero like, dinownload ko siya. Tapos parang sabi ko, ang pangit. Eh, si Kelvin, di ba may PS5? Dinownload niya bisa PS5 para ako. What the fuck? Ano mo ginagawa ko?
Night and day yung difference.
Night and day talaga. Parang girl. Pero, alam mo yun, fun siya.
Sorry, if you want to get into Fire Emblem, I suggest Three Houses. I think it's a good introduction to the game. It's, the story is nice. The gameplay is nice. It's not complicated. You can choose yung difficulty. But the story is so varied and so nuanced. I think may enjoy mo siya. Wala siyang parang ang ano mo doon is doon lumabas yung culture ng Japan na sobrang hilig talaga nila sa teacher trope. Literally, you're a teacher there. Tapos, you're the senpai and then you can choose three houses. Kaya siya three houses. You can choose three factions there and all of them have different endings. Depende sa kung sino pipiliin mo. So, I suggest try mo. You can also play Engage, yung bago nila, yung kaka-release lang this year. But I think in terms of difficulty, mas maganda mag-scale ang Three Houses kaysa si Engage. Try mo muna Three Houses and then mag-engage ka.
Sige nga. Hindi mo ko dyan.
Kahit mag-normal mode ka lang or easy mode. Meron may easy mode na casual, easy mode na hard, easy mode na classic. Classic is yung, the thing about Fire Emblem kasi it's Nintendo hard. Now na nag-gaming ka na, we have this thing called Nintendo hard. Yung mga brutally difficult games. As a other tactics game kasi, if your character dies, you can just, alam mo yun, they'll just respawn. Or parang, oh shit, namatay ako. So, kita na lang, aalis muna ako. So, Fire Emblem, parang, shit, namatay ako, paalam. Sana pala hindi na ako sumama sa'yo. May mga ganun dialogue sila. So, parang, shit, nagigilty ka pa. So, try mo, Fire Emblem. Yung mga kapitbahay, go din. Try nyo, Fire Emblem. If you have Switch. If you have 3DS, try nyo pa rin. Yung Fire Emblem Awakening Fire Emblem Fates. Awakening if you want to get into the series. Anyway, sige. Naging gaming ano na tayo.
Naging gaming podcast na pala. Yun na po yung balita namin. Season 10 is all about tech. Gamer ano na kami podcast. Rebranding.
Sige. Sige. Tanungin niyo ako kung what's new.
So, kamusta ka naman, Yus? What happened sa tatlong buwan? Kulipan
sa games na nilalaro mo.
Well, it's been a good fiscal year for Yus Garcia. It's been a good fiscal year. I've been very busy. Anong fiscal year? Ginamit ko lang yun because it sound businessy. Nakamute ka bakla?
Yung year ng work. So, for example, our fiscal year starts in March. So, nandun lahat ng bonus, nandun lahat ng salary increases. So, that's March. So, yung first quarter, mga ganun.
It's been a good fiscal year for you, it's Garcia. Yeah. I've been very busy since August. We did our company did FIBA. That was been one of the most challenging events we did for this year. We did then. I have to say, I've been really. I want to say I did a lot of interesting things, but really it's been mostly work. Then, umabot ako dun sa point wherein for a while I wasn't able to do any theater because I've been so busy doing work. It's been good. Things have been good. It's not heaven, but it sure ain't hell. No. Toto and I just celebrated our 4th anniversary.
So congratulations.
We went to Baguio again this year because last year we enjoyed Baguio so much and this year sabi ko,
I'm so happy na nagaganya ka na may mga travel stuff kana with like kasi dati po mga kapitbahay alam niyo naman pinipilit natin siyang lumabas and stuff. So, ngayon, he's out there and I'm happy.
Yeah, ano nga na nabigilty nga ako nung one time na so there's this place sa Baguio called Chimichanga. We discovered Chimichanga by accident because we were trying to for the longest time last year, we wanted to go to Cafe by the Ruins. Cafe by the Ruins. Never namin natatimingan. It's either where we wake up late in the morning or ang mangyayari is because I don't know, parang ano ba meron din sa Baguio? Bakit? Maaga nagsasara. Parang, o tara punta tayo mga 6 para magano. Pagdating namin sarado na siya. So we were looking for some place to eat and then we ended up din sa Chimichanga. And the only reason bakit namin pinili yung Chimichanga na yun was because of RuPaul's Drag Race. Diba yung kay Coco Montrese Chimichanga. So dahil bakla kami, kumain kami sa Chimichanga and they had the best tasting ano biryani that I've ever tasted. Na sobrang nag-enjoy kami, sobra in order namin, inuwi namin tapos nasa Manila kami, na kami lahat, hindi pa namin naubos yung mga in order namin.
Oh my god, speaking of biryani, pag dumalaw kami dyan tapos for some reason kasama ko yung mother-in-law ko, papatikim ko sa'yo yung the best biryani kasi gago magaling sa magluto ng biryani.
Sige,
if gusto mo ng biryani.
So I want to try it. No, so we ate sa Chimichanga tapos this year we, you know, the only reason bakit kami bumalik ng Baguio was I want to try ulit yung mga food doon na kinain namin last year. So we went to Chimichanga ulit. Tapos I think nakarecognize kami nung waitress doon. Tapos sabi niya, sir, kasi parang bumalik po kasi kayo from last year. Parang gano'n yung sabi niya. Parang something to that effect.
Kumain na kayo before. So second time yun na to sa Chimichanga.
Kumain. Tapos sabi niya, sir, naba namin kayong picturean. Tapos post namin sa Facebook page namin. Tapos ako by instinct, bigla ako sinabi, Natalie, sorry, ako, kahit sino sa inyo, tanongin niyo ako, sir, pwede ba namin kayong picturean? Gagayahin ko yung response ko.
Sir, pwede ba namin kayong picturean tapos post namin sa Facebook? Ay.
May ganun kabilis yung sagot ko. Parang, parang hindi by ano siya, parang by pre-program, ganun kabilis yung sagot ko. Tapos I felt so rude. So nag-tip, nag-leave ako ng 100 peso na tip. So sobrang hiya ako. Tapos na-realize namin ni Toto na nung last day na namin, nasa bus na kami pauwi. Wala kaming picture together.
Oh my God. Sana yun yung picture nyo together sa Chimichanga.
Oo, parang feeling ko sinasabi ni ate, sir, pansin ko wala pa kaming picture during your whole Baguio trip. Baka gusto nyo ako na yung
parang sa taon na. Tapos wala kaming picture. Second time yun ang bumalik.
Alam mo yung habang nagkikwento si Yudes, iba yung ending na naiisip ko na happy. Tapos parang ako, ba't ganito?
Pero when it comes down to it, we had a good time. Kasi, here's
one of the things.
The thing about Toto, he's very efficient. is really efficient. Sobrang efficient niya. First day pa lang namin, tapos na namin kalahati na itinerary namin.
Girl, planner.
Napuntahan na namin lahat ng gusto naming puntahan. Yung lahat ng hindi namin na-try from Baguio last year, nagawa namin ng umaga pa lang. Kasi 3 o'clock yung check-in namin dun sa Airbnb namin. Dumating kami ng Baguio, 6 o'clock.
At mga pinuntahan niyo, kuya, sa Baguio?
Nag-Burnham kami. The usual, dun kami tumambay. Tapos nag-good food kami. Yung good food, my God, may robot. May
good
robot
taste.
Yung good food. Ay, good taste, good taste. May robot sila.
Sabi ko, good food.
Tuwang-tuwa si Toto. Kasi yung robot
yung nila. Waiter yung waiter nila.
Yung good taste. Ano siya, sobrang sikat siya nakainan sa Baguio.
Grabe yung good taste noon. Five floors.
At ang haba-haba ng pila.
Ano yung good taste? Di pa ako nakata. Bago lang
ba yun? Siyang Chinese food. Sa Baguio.
Hindi ba siya good fresh?
Hindi, good taste yung pangalan. Hindi ko alam kung good fresh yung pangalan niya before.
Kasi ba may ganun din, may ganun kami sa Marikina, yung parang Chinese ba yun na may parang hot pot? May
hindi naman hot pot. Para siyang Chinese Filipino food. May mga chop suey, pancit, mga ganun.
Different place.
Tapos may robot siya, yung naka-program siya, yung parang alam niya yung yung rutang dadaanan niya. Pag kunin ba, to program mo, table 201. Automatic yan. Tapos kailangan mong kurin yung food mo within a set period and otherwise, yung robot, aalis siya. So yun, nagawa namin yun. Basta natapos namin lahat in
one. That's good. So, nagpa-plan ba kayong mag-out of the country? Kahit mga Hong Kong or nearby?
Feeling ko, Kuya Yudes, may enjoy mo yung Hong Kong.
May enjoy mo.
I feel possibly.
I'm not, but at the same
mura lang naman eh. Mas mura pa mag-travel sa outside Philippines compared sa kunyari pumunta ka ng mga Davao or si Siargao. Mas mahal pa magagastos mo.
Actually,
laki ng nagastos ko sa Siargao namin. Yung level lang ng gastos ko sa Siargao namin, makakabili na ako ng kotse levels. Ganon. Yung laki ng ginastos ko dun. Pero yung nagastos ko sa Thailand, kasi magkasunod yun, 7K lang nagastos ko sa Thailand.
Really? Sige. Let's see. Tapos ayun, pero kasi what I enjoyed mo sa Baguio trip namin was, may bagong obsession kasi si Toto. Tinuruan ko kasi siya mag-ukay.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Never pa kasi yun na-try mag-ukay. Diba sabi ko nga, RK si Toto lumaki.
Mm-hmm.
So parang,
mukha naman.
Saan mo nabili yan? Ukay, parang, okay, Kim. Nag-make sense na sinabi ng nanay niya nung first ukay namin. Tuwang-tuwa siya kasi nakabili kami ng 10 damit tapos 2K lang yung ginastos niya. Tapos sabi ko, oh, di ba, yung 2K na yan. Naka-isang pantalon pa lang yan sa Uniqlo. Tapos pinicture niya, pinakita niya sa nanay niya. Tapos sabi ng nanay niya, oh, that's nice for you. Oh, just remember, you don't know the story. You don't know who last wore that. That's
oh my God, yeah. Ganun nga yung mga mayayaman.
So, may parang sabi ka, okay, that makes sense. May nagaroon din yung perspective niya when it comes to ukay. Pero me, unstoppable siya. Ako yung pili siya ng pili, pero ako yung pinapabargain niya. Parang, tayo 250 na lang, yung mga 350, nakukuha ko 250, ganyan. Pero ngayon, nandun pa siya sa...
Fashion ba si Anton? Kaya mahilig siya mag-ukay?
Well, ngayon na-discover niya, oo. Pero he's not a bad dresser. It's just parang, it's okay. Pero sabi ko ngayon, at least now, di ba, nagkakaroon ka na ng more options and at the same time, parang you're able to create really a look for yourself, di ba? But yun nga lang, syempre, may limitations pa rin yung pag-uukay. Alam mo, a budol yung hindi makatarungang budol yung night market. If I were you, kung mag-night market kayo, mag-sky world na lang kayo kesa night market.
Hindi nga maganda yung sa night market. I mean, dati maganda siya. As in, dami ko nabili dong coats. Na 400 pesos lang. Pero ngayon ata, medyo parang tiyanggi na siya. So, di na siya ukay nations.
Mas Skyworld na. Skyworld ba? Ito naman ako magsasalit.
Hindi ko alam kung saan yung Skyworld. Bago yun.
Kasi yung hindi. I'm pretty sure, basta yung nasa gitna. I'm pretty sure I'm saying the wrong name. I enjoyed that. That's the part I enjoyed from our Baguio trip. The most because it's just really us walking around. Tapos nag-book hunting, ganyan. I was able to buy a copy of Vanity Fair na this one. I've been looking for a good copy from before pa. May mga nakikita kasi ako sa book sale, but then, alam mo yung mga pangit yung cover niya. Yes, I judge a book by its cover. So this one is hardbound.
Wow. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Ang cute
it's yun. A classic cover. Para ano siya, it's a set kasi. Pero parang, technically pwedeng bilhin yung set. Pero sabi ko, wala na kaming space dito. So sabi ko, next time na. Yeah. So, I enjoyed that.
Nag-biking kayo sa Burnham?
Hindi.
Grabe. Grabe, nakakapagod pala mag-bike.
Marami kami, ano na eh, andun na kami sa stage wherein, ano na, pareho pag kaming dalawa may magkasama, nahihila namin na, yung nahihila kami ng katamaran ng isa't isa.
I agree. I won't agree. Pero nagigets ko.
Kita mo, kita mo nagigets sa atin sa akin. Oo lang ng oo. Ano mo naman kasi, hindi naman ako adventurous to begin with, sabi. Pero, enjoyed. Nakailang balik kami sa Hot Cat. Tapos, ma'am, nakakatawa nga.
Yung Hot Cat, di ba yung cat cafe?
Oo, yung ano. Introduce ko kay Toto yung game ko dati sa MRT. Na parang sabi ko. Na parang to, kasi, di ba, 6 o'clock nga kami dumating doon. Tapos, hindi namin ano karang gagawin namin for 5 hours before mag-ano, check-in dun sa Airbnb. So, ginawa namin. So, ano gagawin natin? People watching tayo. Tapos, parang, ang gagawin namin is, alam mo, may game ako sa MRT, no? To make the MRT ride more, ano, exciting. Parang, of course, again, this is just for the context of the kwento, ha? What if bigla may nang hold up dito sa, ano, sa MRT? So, sabi niya.
Ay, may kailangan mo subain kung sino yung pinakama, ano. Yung parang kung kailangan, parang, ano, papatayin ko kayo lahat dito unless may subain ka sino dito yung chuchubain. ganyan ka pala game mo.
Hindi ko pa siya, ano, parang, see, parang, para to save people.
Magaling na kami. Ginagawa mo pa ba yun?
Minsan, pag ano yung pag-board ka, tapos parang ano, ang ginagawa namin is, para syempre ang ano naman, di ba? Kung sasamin, pwede. Parang ang obvious naman pag ganun. So ang ginagawa namin is, threat neutralize. So sabi namin, bigla mga ano, threat neutralize. Tapos feeling ko na lang kami, okay. Pero pag wala, parang pag walang gwapo, parang threat ongoing.
Ay, nga, parang video game.
Eh, di ba kasi ganun yung ano, kunwari, bomb defusing squad ka or something. Di ba yun yung sinasabi nila pag na-handle na yung situation? Threat neutralize, ganyan. So, pag ano, pag wala kaming makitang gwapo, threat ongoing pa rin. Alright, it's just one of those fun things na not that. Pero, ano man, the Baguio trip was fun. Pero ang nangyari lang kasi is, ano mo yung, since we were doing such a lot of things nito mga nakaraang buwan, the Baguio trip was my first break after such a long time. Alam mo yung kung kailan ka nang, yung after running on pure adrenaline the past few weeks and days, kung kailan ka tumigil, dun lalabas na sakit mo. Nung last day namin sa Baguio, nag-tonsillitis ako.
Oh, yeah.
So, nangyari. Wala, inalagaan lang niya ako until nung sumakay kami sa bus. Gito. So, that was nice, no? But of course, it would have been nicer if we had time pa to go around, try to enjoy stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad experience. No? And tapos, ayun, aside from that, I guess another big thing that happened was first time ko sumakay ng plane. Last week. As of the time of this recording, first time ko sumakay going to Cebu for an event. So that was an experience.
So how was the event? ACC ba yan?
No. For an eyeglass, ano? For an eyeglass.
Okay.
So that was nice. Ano nga eh? I don't know. I didn't know what I was expecting out of it. I'm just trying to get my naka-randomize lang yung playlist ko, but for that day, tinanggal ko yung ironic sa playlist ko ni Alanis. Diba may lyrics yun sa ano? Ano eh? He waited his whole life to catch that flight.
And when the plane crashed down, you thought, isn't this nice?
Twice na kami ng turbulence, but aside from that, okay naman ako. No, Cebu was nice, although I haven't got a chance to explore it because literally, hotel to hotel lang ako. Yung hotel na pinagtulugan namin, tapos yung hotel na pinagganapan ng event. But aside from that, you know, it was all work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So how's the new office?
It's homey. Well, because it was a house to begin with, repurposed to be
sa new area, Makati?
No. Same pa rin. Manda, Bonnie area.
Okay. Balik Manda ng strat.
Yep. Parang ano, one street away from the original office.
Oh, okay.
So it's somewhere there lang din. What's other the other?
Oh, gusto ko dumalo pag bumisita.
Sure, I'll give you the tour. No, I'm pretty sure everyone else at the office will be happy to see you as well. What's new is I'm realizing at that age wherein I'm no longer invincible.
Oh yeah, same sis. I get you. Hindi na tayo bata.
Yeah. Like before, I could take on so many jobs, be so stressed about it, and the worst that will happen to me, sasakit ng tiyan ko. But now, I'm losing
or mental
hair.
Breakdown. Pero ngayon, girl, sumasakit na yung ano, likod mo. Like, what the fuck?
Right now, yun yung problem ko now. I'm ang daming of falling hair because of stress. And lala ng balakubak ko because of stress. So, I mean, kaya pa naman eh. Pero may medical intervention. Need na ng medical intervention afterwards. Alam mo yun? It's not like before, like, you go hard for days and then you said, grabe, 1 hour lang tulog ko, pero kaya ko pa. Right now?
Girl, wala nang ganun sa mundo natin. No? 1 hour tulog. Grabe. Sorry, magli-leave ako sa work.
Hindi, kaya pa naman, pero hindi na siya yung, wala na siya yung yabang ba?
Na parang kaya pang push. Yeah, I get that.
Parang, at that point, naka power saving mode na ako throughout the whole day. So, it gives me pause, no? Na parang, my God, I really am getting old. I don't have the same vitality. And you know what sometimes what depresses me about it is I don't feel like nasulit ko yung vitality ng youth ko. If that makes sense. I don't know about you guys, pero feeling ko I wasn't able to make use of yung full vitality ng youth ko. Maybe Natalie, nasulit mo, pero...
Nasulit ko, girl.
Hindi, parang kasi kuya, before kasi, hindi ka naman lumalabas. Ngayon kasi, lumalabas ka na. So, parang feeling mo, kung sana ginawa mo to noon.
Yeah.
Mas kaya, may laban ka.
I mean, it's not a sense of regret. No? Parang, it would have been nice. Pero, alam mo, the things I was able to do, I'm happy with them. I just wish I still had that, I still have that youthful vigor as I did before.
Yeah, that's true.
But I go, Sari, do you think now, do you still have the same vigor that you had or energy that you had since and from when you were young? Do you think you can still tap into it?
Alam mo, pakiramdam ko nandun siya kasi na-activate ko siya yesterday. Pero, ang feeling ko nga, kailangan ko pa siyang tone down kasi nasa age na ako na dapat tino-tone down ko siya.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Pero parang ayoko rin dahil mas nakakahinga-hinga ako lately in a way na parang mas naiyayakap ko yung sarili ko. Pakiramdam ko parang mas napagbibigyan ko rin yung sarili ko na sige, ilabas mo lang lahat ng energy mo without explaining to anybody why.
Yeah, that's true.
So, wala lang. Natutuwa lang ako for myself nitong huli na di ko nararamdaman yung tumatanda ako. It's more on, nararamdaman ko na kung sa
kung saan ko ilalagay yung energy ko or na okay lang ilabas yung energy ko.
Alam niyo ba kung paano kayo makaka-tap in?
Ano?
Sure. I didn't just not say that. Cut that into your part.
Well, you can't go.
B, totoo. Pag-iwan
ko kamit bahay mo.
Ikakat ko yun. Ikakat ko yun.
Char yun, char yun.
Kamit bahay ko nawala ng sense.
Balik na tayo.
Balik tayo.
Mga kamit bahay ko nawala. Mga kamit bahay ko nawala ng sense yung pinag-uusapan namin kasi kinat namin.
Kinat namin, actually, true.
May...
So, meron kaming mga ano, explicit content na kailangan ilabas for a while.
Matagsap.
Ayan.
Wait lang, ano nangyari?
Hindi, pero alam mo kasi naiingit lang ako dun sa mga kasabayan ng boss ko in terms of energy nila, in terms of kaya nang ibuga pagdating sa yung social battery nila. In fairness na sa kanila. Na ano nila, kaya pa nila.
Hindi mo rin alam kung nung tinit, ay charot na dito na tayo sa recording. Nawala na nga. Sorry, go. Go. And forget what so, I said.
Hindi ko makukuha sa ehersisyo yan. Ewan ko ba?
Oo, true. Malay mo naman kung ano yung mga medicines mo, na tinitake nila na vitamins, ganun.
Hindi, tininay ko naman mag-exercise. No? That's why I think isa yan sa mga point out ng mga friends ko when we met again after such a long time.
Si Chanel kasi diba nag-workout. Ang sabi niya, kasi nga may ganun, same problem din siya, aging problem. Alam mo, hindi manalayo yung edad niya. Kailangan mo i-work yung core mo.
Oh, yeah.
Para bumalik yung energy mo. Kasi kapag wala, mahina yung core mo,
mag-deplete yung energy.
So, ayun, yun naman yung, those are relatively interesting things that happened to me over the past few months. I'm relatively happy about it. No? Things are not as perfect as they should be, but as I would want them to be. Like, but like I said, it's not heaven, but it sure ain't hell. No.
Yeah, that's true.
So now, you know, moving on to our expectation for the 10th season. What do you want for us to do? Well, plans. Nice things to do for the 10th season. We've been doing this for almost what? We started
10 years. Sorry, 10 years. Hindi naman po. Char lang.
19 to 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 4 years. All for almost 4 years.
Sa 2024 continue. So mag-ano na tayo? 5 years. What the fuck? No, alam mo yung parang in fairness ha, napaabot natin ng ganito katagal to. Kahit nagbe-break tayo ng mga gantong medyo irresponsible na breaks natin, nabiglaan na lang tayo magbe-break, no? In fairness din, I'm happy na nandito pa rin tayo tapos nagre-record tayo.
Ako, ano, what I want is, alam kong it's close to impossible, but I would want sana for us to have a chance to record in one space.
Oh, yeah. Tapos may meet-up ulit. Kahit yung maliit lang. Yung mga tipong gusto pa tayong talagang pakinggan. Or kahit friends. Yung mga friends na tagal ko na hindi nakikita. Panorin lang nila tayong magkudaan.
Yeah, that would be nice.
DUP, teatro, friends.
On the flip side, I also want us to get back into regular recording. No? At least, if not weekly, at least twice a month. No?
Yeah. Or we could pwede tayo mag-working calendar na ilagay talaga natin yung mga... Kasi ang nagiging problem namin mga kapitbahay kasi may mga unforeseen schedules kami na parang biglang tatlo sa amin hindi pwede, tas yung dalawa, alam mo yun, parang ganun. Hindi masyadong nagmamatch yung schedules natin. Kasi nga, alam mo yun, nagtatrabaho din tayo lahat, magkaibang time zone, stuff like that.
Yeah. Volatile yung work, diba?
Yeah, so, true.
It takes me now to... It's different. It's different na from when we first started. No.
So different.
Pag pinakinggan mo yung first recording natin na sobrang excited tayo. For now. Parang hindi tayo nawawalan ng gani. Parang I'm still happy to do this as much as I can. But you know, hindi na minsan nahihirapan eh dahil nga sa time. Hindi to goodbye message pa. Season 10 opening to ah.
How about you guys? Like, ano yung mga things that you want to do for this new season?
Alam mo, nagpa-poll kasi ako, 'di ba, last time sa IG story ng Kudazers. And ang daming sumagot na yung magpa-anonymous na love
parang advice. Di ba uso kasi yun, yung Reddit stories ngayon, ginagawang podcast. So parang,
and for that one,
feeling ko that I would think... work for us kasi instead of, kasi yun din, isa rin sa main problem namin. Kapag ka magre-recording kami, hindi na namin alam kung anong topic namin kasi ang dami na namin tinapik sa 10 seasons namin. So,
may idea ho. Pwede tayong mag-recap ng mga opinions natin or episodes na ginawa natin previously and see kung ano na ang take natin from there.
Pwede naman.
Because we grow, we, alam mo yun, lumaki tayo, tumanda tayo.
Oo, oh, maganda yun.
Yeah, that
at this time, yung mga nasa season 1, yeah, yung mga nasa season 1, makuha na natin yung take nila Athena, nila Sari, nila Ate Ina.
Yeah.
At this time, kasi kasama na sila. Hindi na lang tayo. So.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Pero,
for the Reddit anonymous stories, mga kapitbahay, I think we might need to filter that one because dati, my God, ang dami yung sinan sa amin na medyo explicit na parang hindi namin alam kung pa. Para sasagutin naman namin siya as a group. Pero hindi lang, I guess, a podcast because some of those stories that you shared do contain sensitive, very sensitive information that could implicate other people unnecessarily.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, and some of those stories are stories that we did when we were younger, when you guys were younger, or even when we didn't know better, it was a different time, it was a different politics. We can discuss it with you, alam mo yun, through chat and message, and we won't judge you. But I don't think hindi lang natin siya magagawa sa trukodaan, no?
Hindi, pero kasi ang naisip ko kasi, anonymous talaga. Hindi natin makikilala kung sino yung nag-send. And kung ano lang yung sinend nila, yun lang babasahin natin. Parang sa Reddit stories nga. Na parang alias Eme Ganorn.
Under that condition, I think pwede naman.
No? Yeah. But I'm still fine. Oo. Kaya ngayon, I'm finding ways na yung parang OP, ang tawag na natin sa nag-send OP, parang ganon. Ganon kasi sa Reddit, yung parang am I the asshole? Yung mga ganon. Mahilig kasi ako magbasa ng ganon. Kasi sa
ito TikTok, tapos may naglalaro pa. May naglalaro ng ano,
ng parang Minecraft. Sa TikTok.
Yung pang ADHD na ano.
Tapos parang AI yung ano yung nagbabasa.
Grabe, sobrang addict ako doon.
26M.
May story pa doon na galit na galit ako. Kinailangan ko talagang sundan talaga. So parang maganda siyang addition. Well, yun lang naman yung gusto ko.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Sari, what are things that you want to do for the next season?
Ako gusto ko explore yung TikTok. Like may tinitingnan akong ibang podcasts kung paano nila ginagamit yung TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang mas mabilis mag-reach ng mga kapitbahay doon.
So, ayun, dami nating followers sa TikTok natin.
Yun niya. Eh.
Alam mo, before tayo mag-TikTok, buhayin muna natin yung Facebook page natin. My God, ang dami akong pumapasok. Wala naman sila nakikita. Pack shit.
Kasi ako sa social media. Pero meron akong secret Instagram na nagpo-post lang ako ng cat photos.
Alam mo, isa yan sa mga ano, ini-encourage sa akin ng mga Gen Z ko na mga office mate. Gawa daw ako ng dump na Instagram account. Kasi di ko kasi alam na lalagay ko dun sa dump si Instagram account.
Ako yun lang po sa...
It parang literally is going to be a visual diary wherein ang pwede lang talaga makakita doon yung mga taong friends mo, yung mga pinipili mo makakita.
Yeah.
I'll see kung ano, if that is something up my end.
Ako nga rin, parang napapaisip na ako sa dumbi kasi dami kong gusto i-post pero like, hindi ko siya mapost dahil ang dami nagpo-follow sa akin na mag-anak.
Follow ko kayo sa dump ko para may friend ako doon.
So, pero kasi nasa taan pa, I'm happy pa rin kasi sa Tumblr eh. Alam mo yun, tinatawanan nga ako ni Toto. Ba't ka pa may Tumblr?
Nagulat nga ako, may Tumblr pa ba? Hindi pa dinidelete ang Tumblr?
No. Tumblr's going strong right now after, you know, what happened to Twitter and with Instagram.
Alam mo, you know what, Tumblr, yung mga trend analyst namin lagi nasa Tumblr. So, kind of makes sense. Tuwing meeting pala namin, nade-disregard to, lagi nila sinasabi, oh yeah, it's trending on Tumblr. Parang,
yeah, kasi it's not as toxic as Twitter. And it's not as long-winding as Reddit. Parang if you're in a fandom, masaya pa rin na nasa ano ka, na nasa
Tumblr.
Na nasa Tumblr ka. Because yung, ano, yung, alam mo yung shit posting ng Tumblr, walang kapares.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes kasi yeah, Reddit, yeah, some people take themselves a little bit too seriously sa Reddit. In Twitter naman, it's just exhausting to be on Twitter.
It's exhausting to be on Twitter.
It's threads. Threads is okay, but you know, it's not.
Walang ganap. Walang ganap.
Walang ganap. Wala pang ganap sa, ano, sa X. Ay, sa, ano, sa threads. With Tumblr kasi pwede na kasi mag-post sila ng nudes. So, may maraming bumalik. Nung pwede na lang mag-post ng nudes sa Tumblr.
The fuck? People.
Pero usually for fandom stuff nila yung ginagawa ko sa Tumblr. Yung mga creators. Still fun. Although I don't post anything anymore. But it's still fun to see yung mga, ano, some of the creators are still there. Or some of the creators decided to come back sa Tumblr.
Yeah.
I guess yun yung mga gusto kong i-try for this, you know, for this season. No? I want us to have a sense of regular of a schedule ulit pagdating sa Kodalers. Because I think in terms of topics, it will come sa atin. Eh. Especially now na relatively active na yung lifestyle natin. It's not like before. And yeah, I'm actually very interested in sa recap ng mga, ano, revisiting some of the old episodes. I wonder how our perspective have changed since then. That would be,
yeah, like yung mga dating. Kasi like, I listened to some and putain na me noong 2019, pinag-advise mo me na irresponsible noong 2019, sure ka. So parang pinapakinggan ko, medyo irresponsible yung sinabi mo dyan, Natalie, ah. Like, ano yan?
Yeah.
I would like to give my opinion now about some stuff.
Okay, but let's do that. Then let's also ask Ina, but I think for the next episode, no? Na pagkasama na siya dito, let's, ano, kamustayin natin siya, what changed or what happened after the past 3 months, and then, what's her plan? What does she wants to see? Gusto ko mag-review episode ulit tayo.
But, yeah, or pwede tayo din mag-ano, gusto ko rin matry natin na regularly mag-release at least once a week.
Yeah.
Kung hindi tayo makapag-recording, we do it in bulk.
Uy, since nag-ano, tatlo na tayo naglalaro ng games dito, mag-ano naman tayo, mag-game review tayo.
Game, oh my God, pwede yun, game review. Bagong addition sa Odal. O diba, mga bagong hobbies natin.
Pero baklaan na pati yung pag-game review natin. Baklaan na yung parang natin.
Oh, tapos pwede na tayo mag-Twitch stream. O diba, nag-expand. We're not dying. This is not our flop era. Ito na yung ano namin, reborn era. As gamers sa Twitch.
Kodazers, ano, parang...
Twitch ka, Natalie?
Hindi, girl, parang ano, sabi ko, sabi, kain ako pag nag-Twitch ka, susuroundan ka ng mga lalaki dyan. Any Twitch daw na babae, Twitch gamer. Lalo na yung mga parang aangangan, hala, paano kaya pupunta dito? Tapos,
ganun pa man ako. Pagkakitaan ko kaya yun.
Pari, aanganga ako sa ano, sa Twitch. Parang, oh my God, how do I turn left? Kahit alam ko naman, di ba alam mo yun? Parang, parang, I will know how to turn
kasi
left.
Kasi ako marunong mag-stream. So, ayun.
Si Martin ba?
Paano natin gagawin yun?
Ay, hindi pala si Martin. Yung stream. Ay, nagpa-plano na ba tayo? Alam mo, parang feeling ko i-offline na natin yung plan.
Hindi, like, kasi pwede yun. Kayo, mag-stream kayo while playing.
Narinood.
Pwede yun eh. Pwede naman, pwede kong tingnan kung paano.
Tapos yung iba, magbibigay lang ng opinion. Ganun.
Parang, alam mo, next time
parang
na natin.
Parang ganun. Sabay
offline
mo.
Na natin ito i-plano.
Oh, girl. Medyo so, na-overwhelm na tayo sa mga future plans for Kodazers. Empire? So,
hindi pa kami mag-e-end. Di kami.
You thought it was the last of us, you know? Char.
And mga advice, so... Sorry na patagal yung episode today, but I hope nag-enjoy kayo. We really, really miss you guys, and thank you so much for messaging us during the interim. No? Parang, in-expect ko talaga, parang pag nag-release kami ng bagong episode, may mag-tweet na, buhay pa pala yan.
Uy, grabe. Yung ibang mga kapitbahay nagsabi na, ano daw, pinipigil nila sa gili nila na i-play yung mga episodes natin na last na kasi matatapos na nila tapos wala pa tayong bagong release.
Yung mga bagong na-discover na tayo. Girl, we should do something about it. And this is it.
Ito yung mga kapitbahay.
And this is it.
Para sa inyo. So, mga kapitbahay, it's been 10 wonderful seasons and we're not going anywhere and we're trying to do better and we're going to be better. And be smarter about our next upcoming episodes. And we hope you continue to support us. And yun naman mga katbay, as long as may nag-enjoy
as long as alam mo yun, hindi as long as may nag-enjoy, the show will go on, no?
Malay niyo, 'di ba? Magkaroon talaga kami ng meetup next year ulit after 5 years.
Uwi ka muna.
Uwi muna ako. Patiket muna kayo, hapit ba? Pinig kayo para may bang ticket ako, be.
Sige, sige. Maraming maraming salamat mga kalitbay. This has been fun. And again, Ina, we miss you and we'll see you during the next episodes, no? Okay, yun lang naman. Did I miss
anything? Yung ano natin, nakalimutan nyo na ba ang closing spiel natin after FEMA?
Yeah. Again, malaking pasasalamat sa Podcast Network Asia. Maraming salamat sa patuloy na support. Magpa 5 years. 4 years sa atin ito ginagawa. 5 years next year. At never nyo kami binitawan in between.
Yes, kahit tipong flop era namin, nag-stick around pa rin kayo para sa amin.
Diba? And kung nag-enjoy kayo sa content namin, mga kapitbahay, pakinggan nyo rin yung mga iba namin co-affiliates. A lot of them are also doing resurgence. Uy, I'm so happy that Halo Halo Show is making a lot of episodes again lately.
Really? Diba?
Yeah, Rika went to the UK kasi, diba? So now, I think nag-stable na yung schedule ni Rika. So they're doing episodes left and right now.
Oh, that's so, so nice. I'm
happy for them.
At least hindi lang tayo yung na-busy. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Barang hindi lang po kami makapit bahay.
Ilang beses ko naging talent si JC sa mga events ko. So I'm happy for that, no? So yun.
And Twitch, watch out. Twitch. Kudazer Gamers are in.
pwede din kasi mag-stream sa TikTok, Facebook, sabay-sabay.
Sabay-sabay. O, tingnan nyo. Yun. Twitch, TikTok, watch out.
Pero ano ba, magtatagalog ba tayo dun sa Twitch natin?
Hindi ba, English. A fam audience.
English, I mean, tagalog na para kasama na yung mga TikTok at lahat.
Oo, hindi kasi kapag hindi sa TikTok pinayang, pwede sa ano, sa...
Although, Switch lang ang meron ako. Pwede ba mag-stream using Switch lang? Eh, di-discover natin yan,
pwede,
mga kapitbahay.
Malalaman natin yan.
Malalaman natin.
Pwede din naman phone eh.
Mm-mm. Sige. Yun, mga kapitbahay. Salamat, maraming salamat. And sana nag-enjoy kayo with this episode. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Ari.
This is Natalie.
And Athena here.
And y'all just listen to
Kudazzers.
Bye-bye.
It will be more vigorous.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.